This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Bayer. I'm Mark Magnuson. As China and the United States engage in a tariff tug of war, China is placing levies on U.S. farm goods and making purchases from America's competitors. However, U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, says some of those losses can be offset. We will hear more from Senator Grassley next.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession, it's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers' markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
Senator Chuck Grassley confirms that China is looking elsewhere for some commodities as its tariffs make commodities from the United States more expensive.
China's already doing that. Yesterday, I understand that there were a lot of sales of Brazilian soybeans to China, and they did it in 18 or 19, the same way.
Grassley referring to the first Trump trade war with China during his first term in office. He goes on to say that if China does turn to Brazil for soybeans, that does provide some opportunities for United States farmers.
China buys soybeans from Brazil instead of from the United States. Brazil would have sold those soybeans someplace else. The United States can go after that market because there's only so much soybeans produced each year.
China has imposed 10% retaliatory tariffs on U.S. soybeans, pork, and fruit, and 15% on corn, wheat, and chicken. And President Trump just upped tariffs on Chinese goods to 245% after China increased to 125% on most U.S. goods. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. Also on our podcast page, you can find the daily episodes of our Iowa Ag Matters podcast. And as a reminder, don't forget you can find market information anytime under the Markets tab of our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.